We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good evening. It is the evening portion of the program. That's how I consider after 5 o'clock. Ooh, I don't like this cold weather, do you? Fortunately, we're going to a little warm spell. Wowza. All right, it's rant line time. Don't forget, we take calls during the rant line. I'd like to talk to you about your reaction to the fisticuffs in Washington. And tell me this. Are Republicans, in your mind, doing anything wrong in pursuing this Supreme Court seat? Is there any malfeasance? Are they being any uglier in your mind than Democrats are? 860-522-9842. I'd like to hear from some people about that as we work our way through the rant lines right now. The rant line calls, that is. There's only one rant line, which you can find at 860-751-4698.
Todd, I was just reading today's Hartford Current, and Johanna Hayes makes a comment here. She says, "I don't know all the nuances of the Black Lives Matter movement. I know my life matters." Well, you know something, Johanna? With all due respect, Congresswoman Hayes, your job is to know the nuances of the Black Lives Matter movement and why there is a difference in society as to how that group is perceived. Just based on that and the fact that you don't know why people like me support ending racism, support the equal treatment of black people, yet do not support Black Lives Matter, shows me that you are incompetent. I don't care how good of a teacher you are. Can you imagine one of your kids saying, "Well, I didn't know the nuances of that, Mrs. Hayes. You need to leave. Goodbye."
All right. Pretty impatient with Congresswoman Hayes.
It continues to focus on the number of new cases, with the silent implication being that each case is a dire potential death. The virus is hitting a younger age group now, but we have no information on how many of them are asymptomatic, how many manageably sick, and how many seriously sick. Are hospital cases strictly from the virus, or is the virus exacerbating some other condition? Or do they have some other condition and they coincidentally test positive for the virus? The same with deaths. If we had more facts, maybe we could figure out the high-risk indicators among this younger group and keep just those folks out of the mainstream waiting.
Well, this is a really good point. I mean, why do we care? They talk about cases. They talk about cases. Why do cases matter? Over the last 3 months, we've been hearing all this uproar and outrage, over the summer in particular. Oh, my, my, in the hot weather. Florida and Texas and California and Iowa. Cases, cases, cases. There's cases in schools. Well, of course there's cases. Did anybody think going back to school would not cause an upswing in cases? Did anybody think more testing would not cause an upswing in cases?
Waiting for the vaccine, while the other 99% went about their business as normally as ever, maybe we'd be forced to determine if we still do have a pandemic, if we still need to keep people scared, and if we still require emergency measures, let alone any official having emergency powers.
Well, that's right. There's no emergency. But there's such a disconnect going on. How is it possible for everybody to sit there so peacefully and quietly, acting like there's nothing problematic with the governor claiming emergency powers for a year while he does his press conferences, whenever he does his press conferences, every day or 2 days or whatever, and announces how wonderful everything is. There are no problems. What is that? It's so confusing how everyone is in such a coma. Stephen Winstead, hi.
Hi, Todd. I got a movie quote and a comment.
Okay.
The movie quote is, we have a saying at the Delta House, don't get mad, get even. And it goes with the idea, I think it's brilliant that the president tries to go without identifying with identity politics. I think it's a good idea. If they can do it, why can't the Republicans?
Okay, well, just because it perpetuates something awful, which is identity politics.
And it,
yes, it is. But it would be nice if they could point out that identity politics are bad and differentiate themselves instead of playing along. But I understand what you're saying. How do they resist such a temptation when they get to do it back to the Democrats?
Yeah.
All right. Was that both items on your list?
Yes, it was. Thanks, Todd.
Well, you were very organized and methodical about that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Nice to hear from you, Steve. 860-522-9842. More rant line calls coming up. More phone calls coming up because we do both during the rant line. Do you get the rhythm of this yet? Do you get the idea that I'm aspiring to? Rant line number 860-751-4698. Oh, we get to do this every day. We're so lucky. Except we get punished on the weekends. We don't get to hang out together here on the radio. 860-522-9842. More rant line coming up, but let's get Ken in from Waterbury. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Thank you for joining in this conversation. What's in your mind?
Just a quick question. I know a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so now, CDC updated their death numbers, 6% of the 100-plus thousand. I know we're approaching 200,000 now, which would bring it down to around 12,000 for COVID-only deaths. Connecticut's number for deaths is 42-something. So going by that number, that means Connecticut is one-third of the deaths. Has the governor been asked in any of his press conferences what is the COVID-only death rate in Connecticut?
I don't know if he's been asked that. That's an interesting question. I will do a little research on that. And what's your point?
6%.
What's your point about it? Why do you ask?
Well, I'm just asking because, I mean, if the COVID-only deaths for the U.S. is going on 12,000 for the 200,000 number, how can Connecticut only be 4,200, which if the death numbers are 12,000, Connecticut is one-third of that, and that's not right. So,
well, it's yeah, so those two numbers have nothing to do with each other because that's the gross COVID-affiliated death rate
right.
in Connecticut.
Right.
So you're looking to get an accurate number to compare, and that would be a very small number, right?
Exactly. And which brings us around to the question, if it's a very low number, why are we still shut down the way we're shut down?
Yes. And the truth is that if you – so I was talking about the numbers nationally last – was it? Yeah, I think it was last week that in the state. So the state is 94% over the age of 60 and 6% under the age of 60 in terms of deaths. And
okay.
And that just points to what you're saying, which is this whole thing is ridiculous. There is no reason to have a lockdown for you know, a one size fits all generalized policy that impacts the whole community instead of isolating parts of the community that are in danger and protecting them. You've done two bads. You've ruined the economy for no reason, and you've harmed vulnerable populations by not focusing your attention on them.
Correct. And the other thing, making everybody wear the masks and everything, it goes against, well, I don't know if it goes against anything, but my opinion is everybody's immune system is going to get suppressed because they're all wearing masks. So when we do finally go to, oh, hey, you don't have to wear masks anymore, how bad is it going to be?
Well, it could. It's possible that we would. I mean, I think the average person doesn't have masks on that many minutes of every day, and that even when we're out walking around, we don't have masks on unless we have to. Like when we have you gone to a restaurant, you sit there, you eat, you don't have a mask on, you get up to walk to the bathroom, you have to put a mask on. So I think you're still interacting with germs, but your larger point is still a valid one, that you don't want to be too isolated from germs. That weakens your immune system, makes you more vulnerable.
Right.
But, of course.
I didn't know if you had the answer or not.
No, I don't, but I'll look into it. Thank you, Ken, for the call. The interesting thing is nobody's getting sick, so so I guess everyone's immune systems are fine, or there's no disease in the state because it's such a healthy place. All right, let's go back to some rant line calls. Thank you, Ken, for the phone call.
I tried to get over it, but I can't take it anymore.
What?
It's like fingernails on the chalkboard. It's like dry styrofoam rubbing together. It's like Obama's hissing suffixes ending in the letter S. MediShare, it's not a Christmas health share network. It's Christian. Have a nice day.
I don't
know. Blumenthal and Murphy
are
disgrace to the world, not just to Connecticut.
Not just to the
3 years ago, Blumenthal, no, Murphy, was all over Sandy Hook, and we had to have cops in every school. Now, all of a sudden, cops aren't worthy of being in every school. My current school system has an armed, retired state police trooper in its school. Everybody is happy about it. Everybody. And all of a sudden, Murphy's taking a bail?
No, that's right. It's ridiculous, all this stuff. The flip-flopping. The hypocrisy. But that's what they do. They're politicians.
Hey, Ted. I am a big fan of yours, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Just one thing, if I could, please. Mm-hmm. I would like to nominate James for president. That's all I have to say.
James?
Thank you.
For president. James is our 12-year-old guest who comes on Friday afternoons at 4:10, I think. James for president. Yes, someday he will slip right into that. And he's got such good conservative values.
So this idiot Lamont continues to blame the president for all the COVID deaths. Unbelievable. President didn't cause the virus, okay? And that didn't get us the mask. It's up to each state to have the PPE, not the federal government. If it weren't for Bob Stefanowski, we still wouldn't have masks. So, Ned, get a clue, will you?
It is it's amazing, the games they play, to try to avoid responsibility. Why not just say what happened? Tell the truth.
Hi, Todd. I'm calling. I don't have a rant. I have a funny story.
Okay.
I work at a farmer's market, and I was helping three customers, three women, and my mask wasn't on correctly. Mm-hmm. And I apologized. They said, never mind, it's just political messaging anyway. And I said, oh, that's the new age syndrome. Politically messaging syndrome, PMS. New age PMS. So all you women who wear pussy hats and act as Karens, just remember, it's the new wave. It's the new wave PMS.
So, all right. Thank you for that. 860-522-9842. More phone calls, more rants coming up after news. WTIC. Let's talk to Virginia from West Hartford before we play some more rant line calls. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Todd. I'm calling because you were recently talking about people not getting sick because we're wearing masks, except that a couple of weeks ago I did get sick. I got strep throat, and strep is a highly contagious bacterial infection, and it is also spread through droplets like COVID is. I am living with five other people, including two young children. No one had it, and no one got it, just me. And I do believe I got it from my mask, because...
From your mask? Like your mask picked it up somewhere else and gave it to you?
Because you think about when you wear your mask for a long time, and sometimes you put it down somewhere, or maybe you touch something and then touch your mask. And then you put your mask back on. So I just thought it was very interesting that I got that. And I can't.
Well, that could be.
I don't know where I
would
have gotten it from. I wear my mask.
That would bring us back to where Dr. Fauci was. Remember when Dr. Fauci in the winter was talking about how you shouldn't wear masks? And one of the things was because of how you touch the mask and touch your face.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's no way people, you know, wear a mask and then throw it away and get a new mask. You know, I mean, sometimes we wear masks for an extended period of time, and other times we just keep it in our car and we wear it when we go into the grocery store or the drugstore or whatever. But, nobody's going to – we wash them if we wear the type of mask that you can wash, but then there's the other type you can't wash, you do throw away. And I just think that, there's something to be said for catching things from your mask if you're not careful.
Yeah, I think it's possible. Thank you for that, Virginia. Appreciate you sharing.
Coronavirus reporting in Connecticut.
Saved message.
What happened?
Hey, Todd, Frank from Windsor. More of a confused message than a rant. The paper today, surprise budget surplus. I don't get these numbers the state throws out there. First, a big time deficit at the University of Connecticut, $100 million plus. Projected budget deficits, a couple of billion for the next 2 years. Billions. And now there's a big time rainy day fund, like over $3 billion. And where are we? I don't understand it. I'm confused. Ned throws out a lot of mixed messages, and state government obviously is in charge.
Yeah, thanks for that, Frank. The state's in disastrous financial condition, but this year tax receipts came in higher than they expected. That's all. The disaster looms. 860-522-9842. We'll chat with Bob Stefanowski coming up, his weekly visit. Then we will take more phone calls and play more rants. All right, fun to talk to Bob Stefanowski each week. That's where we are. We're in good shape. We've got time. We can talk. We can play some rants. 860-522-9842. The phone line's emptied out during that interview, though, so if you want to hop in right now, you can do it quickly. And let's get back to the rant line, 860-751-4698.
Good morning. More of a morning update for you as opposed to a rant. I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago that I would check on the construction of Sensible Piers, concrete piers, allegedly going to be used for toll gantries on Highway 691 in Cheshire. I just drove by the one that's completed heading eastbound on 691 near exit 3. And two things, it doesn't appear to be big enough to support what I would think would be a gantry. or tolls, and the opposite side of the road has nothing. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be playing snooker with us and do that at a later date, but I don't think those, or at least the one that I saw today, I don't think that is a cure for a toll gantry, maybe a sign or something like that. I'll keep you advised. Hope you're well.
To replay, press 4. To erase.
That was weird. Some weird noises in that rant. 860-522-9842. Let's see what we've got here.
About the piers, ostensibly for tolls on Highway 691. I saw the one. Oh, yeah, thanks. See you.
Okay. That was the same one twice. I don't know why. All right. Here we go.
Coronavirus reporting in Connecticut.
Saved message.
What?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, we did that one already. Sorry, I'm messing this up now. Let's talk to RP, and then we'll go back to the rant line. All right. Hey, RP.
Hi, Todd. I just listened to that interview, or actually the second half of it. And I was thinking, what is the point, or do we have any idea how much it costs per year to operate Pura?
I think Pura has a budget of maybe $32 million, is my recollection. It's been a while, but I think it's $32 million a year.
And you know, it seems to me that all you're going to have is some slimy arrangement between Pura and Eversource. They're not going to hold their feet to the fire. So it seems to me it's just another expense that we're paying, another layer of expense. And if you don't think there's some deals being made between Eversource and Pura, like, you know, we'll act like we're mad at you, but you do whatever you want. We'll you know, let you get away with murder, but we'll, you know, occasionally put your feet to the fire or something, but we won't follow up. I mean, how do you know what they're actually doing?
Well, you can assume all that stuff, right? You can assume, first of all, it's better not to call it Pura when you're making the point you're making, because what you're talking about is the rigged system. So you've got Eversource, you've got the state regulatory scheme, and then you have deals being made, like donations to campaigns from Eversource to politicians who are the regulatory scheme that controls Pura. Pura gets its regulators, that is, the people assigned to Pura are assigned by the governor. So you've got this tight little loop between this billion-dollar company and the elected officials who say they only care about us, RP. You believe that?
No, so everybody's fat and happy except us.
Exactly. That's how it works. RP, thank you, sir.
Yeah, no, this isn't to stay on the air. There are people calling Trump a fascist. I take it to mean this is Antifa. They're the anti-fascists as they style themselves. Of course, they're not anti-fascists. They're fascists calling themselves anti-fascists, calling Trump a fascist. You know, the pot calling the kettle black and all that good stuff. But today at 4 o'clock, they're going to be at Boston at the T-Street station at Park Street. I wish I'd been
Antifa?
Able to let you know this in the morning. Maybe you know somebody in Boston who could attend and help the ignorant not get duped into thinking that Trump is a fascist and they must oppose him.
Why
in
isn't...
In the interest of human life. And, you know, you've seen the Antifa stuff.
But why isn't Antifa coming to Connecticut? Wow, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? Jamie in Windsor, hi. Yes, Jamie. I guess Jamie got lost. Oh, didn't work. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to talk quickly about the testing and the testing protocols that go on with COVID and talking about positivity rates.
Okay.
I don't know if you've looked into, you know, the different types of tests, but there's one kind of main one that's called a PCR test. And really what that is showing is that as that number increases, the amount of viral load you have in the test decreases. So when somebody gets tested and they call it positive, the number that they use within that test is something called a cycle threshold. And if you...
Yeah, so this is where they... It's like the test is a vacuum cleaner, and they have to set how high the vacuum is to suck up enough of the virus to get a positive. Is that right?
That is correct. And if you look at any of these testing, you know, it's not like somebody can get you can get a little bit of COVID and still be completely fine, not get any illness, not get any symptoms or anything like that. And that's why the CDC a few weeks ago, I believe, said that, you know, asymptomatic people don't really need to be tested, because if you test and you keep amplifying the test enough, you can find a strain of whatever kind of virus you're really looking for. So without knowing, you know, what that cycle threshold is they're using to call something positive, you just really don't know, you know, quote unquote, how positive someone is.
But Jamie, there are so many holes in this COVID story that I think in the end, what we're going to find out is what the evidence is telling us. Like Ned every day is saying, oh, nothing going on. Oh, the schools are fine. Everything's fine. There doesn't seem to be a problem with the virus. There's no cases. There's hardly any deaths. It's amazing. I meant no hospitalizations. Lots of cases. Cases don't seem to matter because people aren't getting that sick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.